Well, all of our schools, as you know, do mock or simulated emergency drills multiple times during the year. MacArthur Middle School on Fort Meade will be doing one today. What makes this one a little different is that we're working with our partners on Fort Meade and using their fire department, police department, those kind of folks will also be involved in to try to make this as real as possible for students and staff. That's going to result in some road closures and that kind of stuff just for a short period of time. But certainly folks, you know, traversing Fort Meade may notice that and be concerned, and certainly we don't want them to be concerned. It is a simulated drill for students and staff so that they will know what to do in the event there is a real emergency.
And Bob, when you all drill for these type of things, do you drill for different kind of situations, and what kind of things do you usually try to drill for,
yeah,
hold exercises for?
We've done everything from an armed intruder in the building to a biochemical hazard outside the building to a tornado or a hurricane, multiple different scenarios throughout the year, and they change each year to try to make sure that students and staff are accustomed to different scenarios and different things that have to happen as a result of those scenarios.
And will this one be one of those type situations? I know a lot of schools are also drilling for school violence if a shooter would get inside, given what happened at Sandy Hook, then at Perry Hall High School.
Right. And coincidentally, our December drill for schools was that exact scenario, an armed intruder in the building and what to do. So all of our schools did that. This one at MacArthur is going to involve a gas leak, which requires an evacuation. So folks who are around the school today may see, just for a short period of time, again, students and staff moving about, practicing at least part of, you know, where they would go in such an evacuation and emergency vehicles there. But again, the important thing is there is no emergency. It is a simulated drill, and we're fortunate to have the folks at Fort Meade partnering with us on this.
Why are these important?
Well, I think you want to condition students and staff and those who may be around the school to know what to do in the event of emergency. The other thing that's really good is that students will often go home and talk to their parents about these kinds of things, and, you know, just in the course of, you know, what happened at your school today. And it just gives parents a sense of reassurance that you know, we're taking these things seriously. We're talking to children at various levels about, you know, what to do, where to go. And so if something were to happen, it becomes sort of second nature to them.
And I guess you kind of have to keep up with an unfortunate circumstances, things like Sandy Hook, things like Perry Hall, that kind of stuff.
You do. The circumstances change, and we change the topics every year. You know, some of them are the old standbys, the weather type scenarios that we're used to in this area and that happen, you know, from time to time with some regularity. But certainly, as events in the world and the state and the community change, we change the drills.
Are parents and students told of this, and how are they informed?
Parents at MacArthur were told last night in an automated phone message. We did that for the same reason that we alerted media outlets like yours, to make sure that people didn't think that, you know, in the wake of Sandy Hook and other things that have gone on, that there was a real emergency. In general, with the everyday type of emergency drills, you know, we don't tell parents in advance. And part of that is because you want students to react on the spur of the moment in most cases, and you don't want them coming to school, you know, knowing that, oh, at this time we're going to have an emergency drill.